Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
First, we want to talk about TV thingies, stuff we can look at in movies and whatnots.
Things to watch, things to get lost in over the weekend.
And lots of people are getting knee deep in the scary movies.
Yes.
Monica is neck deep in the scary
all
movies.
Of them.
Actually,
old
I believe you have
woods.
Just, you held your breath and went all the way underwater.
I told you yesterday I was watching Critters. That's an old, old one. And it's so goofball
and
cheesy.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
But waste your time. Waste your time. Waste your time, please, on it.
Waste your time.
Have it on in the background.
All right.
I love it.
And as I promised, we're going to get to it later, but we had Monica, because she is the queen of horror movies. She picked one of our Binge Watch Weekend selections.
Yeah.
And Zach's going to pick one next Friday.
Yes, I am.
But we're going to jump right in. There is a new movie out in movie theater. This one isn't so much a horror movie as it is a sci-fi movie. People have been waiting for it. It is Dune.
Oh, Dune.
Dune is out in the movie theaters today. They say, and when I say they, I mean critics, say that this is what Star Wars was based on, and this is actually a better version of Star Wars.
Dune is one of those ones where there was an original movie way back, I don't know, 70s, 80s, 84. Something like that, and it's kind of a cult classic.
Yes.
Okay. Which means wasn't super popular or super exciting to watch.
But the book is the highest selling sci-fi book.
Oh,
that's
ever
made. Yeah. And so it stars Jason Momoa. It stars my girl Zendaya.
Okay.
So, yeah. And
maybe I'll watch.
There's houses in it. Like Game of Thrones houses is what
okay.
I mean.
Yeah.
But it's sci-fi where they're after this spice. And spice is basically like us and oil. Like how everybody's after oil. And so they're all trying to get this spice and all that. There's different houses that's fighting for it, et cetera, et
cetera. It's got kind of a Mad Max meets Star Wars sort of vibe to it, is probably the
picture
it. And a lot of sand. Just sand
just
everywhere.
Dry.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So very dry.
I'm actually going to check that out today.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
I would check that one out. And this one has been delayed because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a big deal, and I'm into that one.
The runtime is 2 hours and 35 minutes, just to let you know, Monica.
You said in 35 minutes?
2 hours and 35 minutes, yes.
Ooh. She could barely listen to you say it for that long.
Yeah, that's so long. All right, on Peacock, we have a show on Peacock. It's called One of Us is Lying. The premise of the show grabbed my attention. Basically, five kids, there's high school kids, they all have detention. They go into detention, all five kids. Only four kids come out alive.
Well.
And all the other four that come out alive, they all have a motive to have killed this fifth kid.
Okay.
They all have reason. They all have a background story that gets brought to the light. And so you're trying to watch and figure out which one of these students killed one of their classmates.
You know, I do feel like that would be more of a deterrent to detention if you knew that one kid didn't come
Somebody
out
Somebody didn't
it.
Make it out.
Right. Yeah. Sort of like haunted houses, the same thing. Kids aren't afraid of detention. Like, whatever, I'll just sit here for an hour. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't make it out, well, maybe you don't want detention anymore.
Each student, Browen, Addy, Nate, and Cooper, they all had the opportunity and individual motives to have killed this kid. So
It was
a whodunit. And Zach, it's on Peacock, but Zach, it's one of those where episodes come out weekly. So right now there are five episodes already out. So you can
each
binge.
Week I can be reminded that I don't have Peacock, which is good.
Out of those names, who do you think did it?
What were the names again?
Browen. Nate, and Cooper.
No, it's Cooper. I think Cooper.
No, it's Nate.
You think Nate?
Yeah, because you don't expect Nate. You think Nate, will never kill anybody.
Cooper's kind of a sweet.
Coop.
But Cooper does have a dark side.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I'd say if not Nate, Cooper.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I think.
Browning.
Fun
whatever.
Nate. Yeah.
All right. And that is One of Us is Lying, and that's on Peacock. And last but not least, on HBO Max, Monica's Choice, Trick or Treat.
Trick or treat? Okay, I don't know this one.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's a little older, not too old. I think it's like in 2000, something like that. But it's basically four stories in one movie. And all the characters, they kind of start to blend together and meet up during
and
the movie.
Is it scary?
Is it a family horror movie? It's a mix of everything. That's what I love about it.
All right.
And Dylan Baker, I think that's his name. He's in it. I like him.
Yes, Dylan
Baker.
He's
been in a lot of other stuff, and he's kind of creepy. He has a creepy...
Anna Paquin's in it.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it came out in 2007.
I don't remember this movie at all.
There's a little gore to it. It's funny. It'll make you laugh. And he's basically, Dylan is his character. He's a principal. And he's also a serial killer.
Well, you know.
So then you go and you follow what he's doing. It's a fun one.
And based off of the synopsis, it says, Tales of Terror reveal the consequences of extinguishing a jack-o'-lantern before midnight.
It's everything Halloween in the movie that you want.
And it's basically called the Halloween movie.
It's Trick or Treat.
Yeah, Trick or Treat. All right, and that's HBO Max.
Yep. All right, yep. So to run it down real quick, Monica's suggestion, which is Trick or Treat, is on HBO Max. On Peacock, One of Us is Lying, and in the movie theaters, and also on HBO Max, Dune.
K92MorningThang.com. If you want to see the trailers, you need the information later. That is your Binge Watch Weekend.